But this was always the church runes. It was given to the people of Amersham by George Weller. And it was the meeting place where we held dances and, believe it or not, I had my 21st birthday party up there. And it was lovely. Well, it still is, of course. And before that, it was where the draymen used to hold some of their drays underneath. It was open, you see. And this is where some of the draymen kept their horses and drays. Here, this little cottage here on the left, was the home of Mr. Weller's personal coachman, Mr. Dobson. Funny enough, related to that Mrs. Dobson who had the cottage in the middle of the town. And the Dobsons lived here for decades, and generations, I should say, because I think he took over from his father. But that was the coachman's home. But Church Street was really owned completely by the Wellers and their employees. This home here was where the brewer lived, and further up, there was another sort of executive type of the brewery. The next little cottage was the carpenter's shop there. That was where George Ward, the famous now Amersham photographer, used to go with his father, who was a carpenter at Weller's Brewery in his boyhood. That would be in the 1860s. And then the houses on the right-hand side, which are larger, the Weller family lived in themselves.